You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let me get back to you. How about Joe and Valley Stream on the Fan? What's up, Joe?
Hey, BT, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's going on?
Okay, I'm question for you. If you're given the option next year of either doing five for 160 to a Bellinger, or let's say four for 80 to a Grisham, what are you doing? I'll be honest, I'm petrified, and I know that this is not a great way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just petrified with Bellinger of another DJ, of situation where
Why?
He's great year one, and then he just breaks down.
Nah.
Now he's past 30. I happen to love Grisham.
Yeah. All right, first of all, the body type is totally different. Even when DJ LeMahieu was young, he wasn't bouncy. Like, Cody Bellinger's an elite. If you watch the Yankees, you've heard them say it all year. He's got one of the five fastest guys down the line from home to first in baseball. So he's different physically. Right. You know, and the other thing, too, obviously, Joe, you can't predict health here. I'm not going to sit here and say, yeah, the Yanks are going to, and I want them to retain Bellinger. I'm with you on that. If it's 5 years, 4 years plus an option, five plus an option, I don't know what it would be. I can't guarantee health. I'm not going to do that. But what I can guarantee, if he's healthy for at least most of that contract, he's going to be an elite plus defender at several different spots. Now, here's the thing. Like, now, Trent Grisham, to me, I mean, the value in Grisham, and he's having a really good year in terms of power. Even the average is up. There's no question. Although, if you actually look at his defensive metrics, and somebody mentioned this on the broadcast the other day, it's a little overstated how good of a defender he is. Like, his arm strength is, I'm looking at it now just to verify with the numbers. 57th percentile. I mean, not terrible, but his arm value is 41 percentile. His range has dropped precipitously, 29%. In the range department. Like, and I just say that not to spit numbers at you here, but really because the thing that you always hear about Grisham, God, he's such an amazing, he's one of the best center fielders. I mean, he's good. I always think it's a little overstated, and those numbers basically say that I'm right. And I'm looking at it even further, his base running value is in the 4th percentile. He's basically responsible for negative 3 runs on the bases. I just say that to paint the full picture, not to bombard you with numbers. But the thing about Trent is his real value is he's making $5 million. Now, for him to remain a Yankee, they're going to, I don't know what he's going to command. I still don't think that baseball views him as anything a lot more than what he is. Kind of an outlier season. Not that he's not going to get a 2 or 3. He'll probably get like, if I had a guess on Grisham, I was going to say 2 plus an option. It really might be 3 plus his option, or maybe 3 plus a team. I'd probably get 3 guaranteed somewhere. He's not going to get crazy bank. But the problem with Trent Grisham, if you bring him back, and I'd be open to it, but then what the hell are we doing with Spencer Jones? Is he ever going to get a shot? Like, say if Bellinger, it's all, yeah, there's a lot at play. It's really hard to answer this today, but I'll give you I'll give you a roadmap. I don't think Bellinger wants to go, and I don't think the Yankees want him to go. I think he stays. All right, so obviously Goldschmidt's going to be gone. 1 year, 12 and a half. See ya. You know, Ben Rice probably going to be doing more and more and more catching. They like him better there than they do at first base. I ideally, like in a perfect world, now of course this is not going to happen, but in a perfect world, I've got Bellinger playing first base 75% of the time next year, and he'd be an elite plus defender. I got Judge in right. I've got Jones or Dominguez in center, and then the other one in left. But does anybody really think that's going to happen? Like, I don't think the Yankees are not going to start the season that way. Now, they won't overpay Grisham. They might overpay Bellinger, and I would. I think Bellinger is just so much better than Grisham. And Grisham's had a really good year. Belly's the guy. 888-808-1019. Mickey in Wolcott, Connecticut. What up, Mick?
Hey, brother. Thank you for taking my call, as always. Hope you guys are doing amazing.
Good day so far, Mickey. Yep, go ahead.
So I'm going to use an analogy, in a sense, right? So in basketball, we got the sixth man of the year kind of situation. A lot of people don't realize, you know, being a sixth man just doesn't mean just the highest scorer. It could be the highest defense player. It could be the momentum switcher in a game. It could be so many different factors.
Yep.
And last year, there's no doubt that Mr. OMG was that person. The year before that, coming off of his injury, I think Diaz was that person. This year, we've been always looking for that person. We, at times, I think we even hoped that Alvarez was that person. But when you keep getting hurt, it can't be you.
Yeah.
It has to be Marky V. We've been screaming from the top of the, you know, mountains. It has to be Marky V. And if it's not him, who is it going to be? It can't be Alonso. We know he's expected to do what he needs to do. Mm-hmm. It can't be, you know, Soto. He's expected to do, you know, same thing for Lindor. It has to be somebody. And if Marky V is going to pick up that mantle, it could be what ultimately changes this whole thing. It can even be the new pitcher that we just brought up that he's doing amazing.
Yeah.
We need that unsung hero. We need that sixth man of the year.
Yeah, I feel it. I'm with you there, Mick. In a lot of ways, it's kind of like the Mets just made two more trades. I mean, they just traded for a righty who can hit in Vientos and a starting pitcher who looks filthy so far. Yeah, I mean, that's why you feel a little bit different about this Mets team. There's no doubt moving forward. Now, how different? I don't think they win the division. I've said that a million times. They're not going to win the division. But it doesn't really matter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think the next evaluation is Manaea today, you know, and if he doesn't get it together one more time through the rotation. And if you just don't see signs, you're going to have to believe that this is kind of who he is this year. Let me get Steve in New Fairfield, Connecticut. Steve.
Hey, what's up, BT? How are you, bro?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Not much, man. Two players I want to talk about real quick.
Yep.
McMahon, you look to upgrade. He paid two more years after this year. Are you happy with him? I know it's not a huge sample size, but you look to upgrade there?
I mean, it doesn't matter what I would do. They're not going to, because these, you know, $16, $17 million he's on the hook for. Here's the problem with Ron McMahon. He can't hit a good fastball, and that's never going to change. I knew he struck out a lot, obviously, but I didn't really see him play a ton with Colorado, except against the Mets and the Yankees for the most part. I knew he was an elite fielder. I knew he was a great third, and he is. He's a great third baseman. But I thought he was, you know, I knew he was a high strikeout guy, but I thought he can handle some heat, and I thought with Yankee Stadium and some better bats around him, he'd be a better hitter. But this guy swings and misses.
I thought he got more pop.
He can't hit a fastball.
I know it hasn't been a long sample size, but I thought he got more pop. How many homers does he have?
He's got one.
Yeah.
I know. But no, they're not going to upgrade that. Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
With Valley, I don't know if you answered the question. I know I caught the tail end of your last caller.
Yep.
How far? I mean, I think he's my favorite Yankee after 1 year. He's better than I damn thought at this age, especially. Just does everything, defense, great attitude, everything.
Yeah. I love him.
With the two strikes. How many players in that team choke up and go the other way with two strikes?
Yes.
He's everything, you know, he's everything we moan about everybody else.
In a lot of ways, Steve, think about this. Steve, he would have fit right in with those championship Yankees. Not saying he would have been, you know, the best on the team, but, you know, his style, his ability to hit the other way and run and field. He's just a baseball player, man. He's a pleasure to watch. And I remember when he was it when he went to the Cubs? Yeah, because Sal and I were talking about him maybe coming to the Yankees and more specifically the Mets. And at that point, I didn't really think the Yankees needed him. I'm like, I think he'd be good for the Mets. I think he'd fit you guys. And I remember having that conversation. And one of the stats that I pointed to, so this wasn't last year. This was the year before. He led baseball in two-strike batting average. And the knock on, now think about this, guys, because this is where numbers could get a little twisted and we can lose perspective. The knock on Bellinger a couple of years ago was that his average exit doesn't hit the ball hard enough. And it was backed up by the velo, right? Well, my counter to that was, all right, I understand he doesn't rip it like Stanton. He never will. But when you choke up and you just look to flick the ball the other way or up the middle with two strikes, you know, you're going to have a lot of soft contact, but you're not going to strike out as much. So what would you rather have? A higher average exit velo or more balls in play? I know my answer. More balls in play. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, let me get Andrew in Allentown. Living here in Allentown. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? I was watching the show yesterday, and I thought you said it perfect about the Yankees, how we just have no fire.
No.
You know, I'm watching the game last night, and yeah, sure, we're up 10-0, but, you know, bottom or top of the ninth, you know, we give up five. You know, it's just like typical Yankees. We get ahead on the bad guys, beat up the bad teams, and then when we need to play a competitive series, you know, we're nowhere to be found. I feel like we just have no grit. We have no fight.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, where's the heart? I mean, where's the fortitude? I just don't see it. And listen, the runs that they gave up with De Los Santos, who was sent packing, and Leiter, I wouldn't lump that. I don't want to be unfair to the Yankees here. Let's not lump that into the Yankees having no fire when they go to their lower leverage arms and they give up five runs. Like, no, I don't think that that's fair. I don't think it's applicable to last night. I do think it's applicable to this current roster and really this season and other seasons, you know? Yeah, there's just, they don't have, I mean, I've said it a million times, I don't have enough dogs. They just don't. And I don't understand why Caballero had the one hit. I don't think he stole the base, but he had the one hit last night. Turned a nice double play, gives you a little juice. Like, I don't understand why Anthony Volpe was probably a lefty going to lefty-righty thing, matchup thing, but I don't understand why he was granted assurances that he's playing today no matter what. So today's Tuesday, and Anthony told us after Sunday night's game that he's going to be out of the lineup again. You know, Sunday didn't play Sunday. This was him speaking after the game against the Red Sox Sunday night. I'm not playing Monday, but I'll be back in there on Tuesday. And I'm sitting here saying, why? If Caballeros goes out and steals two bags and gets two hits and the Yankees win, you're not playing. Like, I wouldn't play him. And I've probably been his biggest supporter. I said, no way I'm sending him down. But I did say that I would sit him at multiple points this season. And I stand by it. Yankees won last night. They had good energy. Why just thrust him back in there? I don't know that I wouldn't do that, but it looks like they're going to.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.